with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the contract photographer and director for JulieLand, Mr. Richard Avery.
Yo. Yes, I have a contract with JulieLand.com.
Are you like tied down? Is it like you can't get away from it?
Nope. I get paid like, what is my rate? I think I get $1 million a year. And I get all the girls I want when I want, and all the ice cream I want. So
That's always good.
Great deal.
So speaking of contracts, does JulieLand have any contract girls or stars or anything?
Every one of our girls is a contract girl. Every one of our girls has signed a contract, and the contract is basic contract where they get nothing and I get nothing.
Oh.
But it makes it, it's mutual. And exactly. They just annoy me and I annoy them.
And are they allowed to work for other people?
Yes, but I get really jealous.
Really? Because you are the greatest photographer in the world.
In the room.
In the room.
Yeah. Oh. But I always say to everybody, like, I tell, and this is no lie, I tell the girls all the time, like, I always say to them, like, you can fuck whoever you want, but just don't shoot with anybody. I get really jealous.
Well, you're about ready to get really jealous.
I am.
Because I brought in a contract star today, a world-famous contract star that works for a company that is slightly bigger than JulieLand, just slightly. Today in studio, we have Wicked Pictures contract star, Jessica Drake.
What's up?
Hey, wow. Jessica.
Thank you for having me.
Was that enough of a big like introduction?
I don't need a big intro.
Kiss ass.
I don't need that every so often.
She woke up.
Yeah, she's like, okay, you guys are still talking? Okay. So, Jessica, thank you so much for coming out. I do appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
I have worked with the fine company Wicked for a couple years now in various things.
Yes.
I do. I go on the sets.
You do.
I put up with Jonathan Morgan.
You watch people have sex?
You know, I know many people, you know, I watch people have sex.
Have you seen Jessica have sex?
I have never seen Jessica have sex. Funny enough,
look at her face like.
I'm so confused.
I've never been on set with you. Never. And I've actually, to my knowledge, I don't think I've ever actually seen you in sex in video either. I'm leaving.
Clearly you have not done your research. Check, please. I'm gone. No, it's funny because I have even fans via social networking that will confess, you know, I haven't actually seen a hardcore movie that you perform in, but they'll tell me, oh, I'm big fans of the instructional line, you know, I follow you here or whatever. So I'm not terribly offended.
But at the same time,
I'll assign you homework.
Oh, okay. Yeah, at the same time, all the Wicked contract girls I've known through the years, you guys really don't do all that much. And even in the busiest year, how many movies did you do? The busiest year?
Wait.
Or how many scenes?
Hold on a second.
You're about ready to get in trouble.
You don't really do all that much.
Yeah.
If you mean to say we don't shoot that many movies,
right,
sir, you are correct.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to be shot out. I mean, that's the whole thing behind being a contract girl. I was independent for a little while, as you might know.
Yeah.
And I decided I would last longer under contract. I wouldn't get as burnt out. And I just wanted to be more creatively involved with my stuff. I shoot probably star in 6 or 7 movies a year. If there's another movie that's going on, like when we signed Asa Akira, who I love so much, when we signed Asa, we did a movie on Asa called Asa Gets Wicked. And I'm like,
I'm free that day.
I want to be in that, you know. And so if there's ever a super cool movie that happens to belong to another girl, I'll do a cameo or a scene. But I do a lot more than just 6 or 7. Like, if that was all I did,
I
would be the most rested person.
Yeah, no, but I'm not. But I'm not talking about all that.
Just shooting this.
The shooting is the easiest part of the job, ultimately, I think. You don't even get paid to shoot.
You are just stepping in that shit.
It depends on who you're shooting for, though. Because, I mean, obviously, Wicked's known for their bigger budget, higher quality, longer shooting movies. I mean, I've been on a movie shoot for 2 weeks. I've done 16, 18-hour days. I've done multiple sex scenes in a day, plus a shit ton of dialogue.
Right.
Plus, you know. So it depends on who you're shooting for and what you're doing. Because I've also done little all-sex vignettes.
And how? And you've not worked on any of these?
No, I've not worked on any of them.
Well, I think you just work for the two people, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mostly I work, Jonathan mostly. I did work with Stormy some, but mostly Jonathan all the time.
Okay.
And then, you know, I tag along with Andre Madness, and so wherever he goes, I tend to go.
So who do you work with mostly then, a director? Who does your films?
Brad Armstrong.
I've never heard of him.
Scott Allen, who is an editor. I have yet to be directed by Stormy, and I've been begging for it. Like, just begging. I know maybe I'm a glutton for punishment, but I'm like, yes, I would totally do a movie for you. Specifically her Predator series, right, which I was a big fan of when she was doing it. I would really, really enjoy that. I also think that Stormy has a knack for comedy. And when I was directing before I started doing my line of instructionals, I was directing drama. Like, yeah, I do a good story that doesn't always have a happy ending, go figure. But she's really great with comedy. And I love a good comedic director. I've worked with Jonathan in the past.
Right.
I've worked with a couple of directors for us that have come and gone. I've worked for Barrett Blade, Derek Pierce, Marcus London.
Your names, I'm thinking like all back in the day, I'm thinking 10 years
the
ago.
The hamster's spinning off the wheel. So to work with Stormy, would you want to perform with Stormy?
Duh.
So you'd want, it wouldn't be just to be directed.
It's a package deal.
So have you guys, you've never worked together, performed together?
Yeah, we have performed together, but it's been a while. We've actually worked together in a couple of movies, but you know, it's been way too long. So I want to get my hands on that.
Wow.
Them big old titties.
Yeah.
I thought she didn't perform anymore.
No, she still is.
She still does?
In her own movies, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, you used contract girl. Do you prefer, you're not a girl, you're a woman. Do you prefer contract girl? Do you prefer contract star? Is there anything like that?
No, I don't differentiate unless they're sending me an ad for an appearance. And I just have to correct them and say, you have to put in there that I'm an exclusive Wicked Pictures contract. Whatever you will, like, let's not call it exclusive Wicked Pictures contract. Fuck pig.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But you know, like, have a little respect. Pig. But you know, you do have to acknowledge the exclusivity to the company. So, but contract girl. I mean, you know, companies have contract girls.
Now you were saying, because it's not just about the sex. You represent a company.
I attempt to.
As I used earlier, I used the term. You're kind of a logo.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it. Now, how does that affect your life and how you're able to, you have to make appearances. When you go out in appearance, you are Jessica. Does that go all the time?
Well, I mean, I think it really depends on where I am and what I'm doing, because I do a lot of appearances specifically for the purpose of signing DVDs at an adult video store. You know, there's that. Then I do conventions like AEE and Exotica and whatever else. I'm standing at a booth taking pictures. Then I do my seminars, and I also speak at universities. But then I go to the grocery store and Starbucks and, you know, whatever. And sometimes people do recognize me, especially in a higher traffic area like airports, for instance. The likeliness of me being recognized like skyrockets. But I mean, you see how I am right now. I'm in a soft t-shirt with leggings and tennis shoes, which is how I live the majority of my life if I'm not on camera.
Where's the strangest place you've been recognized?
Wow, that's a really great question.
Because I was with Julie once. I'll let you think. But I was with Julie once, and we were in a Ralph's, and somebody just came up to her like, oh my God, you're Julie Ashton.
But I mean,
went crazy.
I was like,
calm down.
It's happened just about everywhere, but I'll say with people on social media so much.
Right.
I was once at Niagara Falls, and I was tweeted much after the fact. Someone saw me in the casino. Someone saw me at the falls themselves, and they were like, I swear I just walked by you at Niagara Falls, like looking for me to verify that.
Yeah.
I've been recognized in the hotel elevator of a hotel I'm staying in, and not like, I don't check in on Foursquare.
Right.
You know, exactly. Like I don't tell people where to find me. But the grocery store story is really funny, because in the neighborhood that I live in, and I'm sure you guys know where that is, there is a grocery store
Compton.
Down the street. Yes. How did you know?
Inglewood.
Yes. There's a grocery store down the street from my house that used to be a smaller, like a mom and pop run store. And I would shop there all the time. Been shopping there for months and months and months and months, possibly a year, maybe more. And one day, the same bag guy that always bags my groceries follows me out to the car. And he has a folded up brown paper bag. This is before they could charge you for them. And he hands it to me. And he's like, I'm really sorry. And I don't want to get in trouble. But I'm a really big fan. Will you please sign my grocery bag?
Wow.
And the same thing. I have a Starbucks by my house. And I had been going there as long as the grocery store. And one day I walked in. And they already had my order on the counter. And it said Jessica on the side of it. As opposed to the name that I usually give them, which is, it's okay to say it.
Right.
People on my Instagram know that at Starbucks, my name is Lucky.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, I feel like I was waiting for her to say, like, somebody asked me to sign their banana loaf bread.
No, I've had.
It's like, funny enough. Have you ever been recognized?
No, I don't get recognized at all. But although I take that back, I went with Gracie Glam. We went feature dancing, and one of her fans knew me from Twitter. And it was very odd.
Yes.
And I felt like a dick afterwards because I was a roadie for her. Afterwards, the guy wanted a picture with me. Wait, no. And I turned him down because I was like, I don't really, it's not my.
No, it'd be like $20.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I got, exactly. But Gracie chewed me out for it going, no, you put yourself out there. You're a face out there. Yeah. People see you. Just because you're not a chick, just because people are fans of all sorts of people. And I'm like, and then I felt bad for like a week. But I've actually run into you a couple places. One time, it was actually with Gracie. We were at Cirque du Soleil. At the
she's trying to remember. I've never been to Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, the one at the Kodak Theater. You were there with Brad
and Mom.
Yes, exactly. So we were there, and it was a very lovely, sweet, you know, introduction. And it was one of those things because his mom was there. It was we don't go up and go, oh hey, we're porn. It's like a casual, oh hi, how's it going? Nice to meet you.
It
was a very, it was a very sweet thing.
Was she nice to you?
No. I've
that's
seen her.
What you said earlier.
No, the other
he's
one.
He's the B word.
You want to talk about one that I don't know if you're going to remember. Do you go to the Apple store often?
No, not very.
Yeah, about, let's go with about 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, like she's going to remember.
Come on, really.
I knew it was you. I was pretty sure you were at the Genius store, and there's some guy sitting next to me going, oh my God, that girl down there, she's so hot, blah, 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 blah. And I was kind of like, I was like, oh. And he's like, and I wasn't sure, but he got up and he went down there. And I guess he talked to you for a second. And then he came back and he goes, I think she might be a porn star. And then it was like this whole thing. And I was like, and I'm kind of like, okay, as soon as he said that, I knew it. Right. But it was just funny because, and I'm not going to go up to you because we didn't know each other at all. And I hadn't worked for Wicked. I'm not going to go up to you and go, oh, hey, by the way. But it was funny. So I've seen you out in public. And it's like, so there you go. I'm not.
It's funny because I'm not like, I go to the same, and I don't often go to the Apple store. That's really funny. But
I won't say
I'm
where that was.
Kind
but
of a
yeah.
creature of habit. Like I frequent the same grocery exactly. store, Starbucks, whatever.
Exactly.
And that's really it.
And you have your neighborhood and you go. But
yeah.
But it is weird because, like I said, I've been around celebrities for many years, and so you get these people recognizing. And I always tell people, I'm just the only people I'm famous to that recognize me are the people I owe money to.
But the funny thing is, I get recognized, and they don't know where they know me from.
Yeah,
that's the
did I see?
Thing.
And all of a sudden, that clicks in their head, like, oh my God, I was masturbating to her last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, but at first they're like, hi,
yeah.
good to see you. Yeah. I'm thinking, oh my God, who do I wear this? Because I'm really bad at that. I see a lot of people. It takes me a long time. I'm going through the Rolodex
are
of
you,
my brain.
Are you ever starstruck for any celebrity ever? Have you ever met a celebrity and you went, oh my God, like Brad Pitt, oh my God.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and some of their kids were on one of my flights one time.
Yeah.
And they were very, very close in proximity. So that,
I was just thinking, they were close, but I got closer. Like I climbed a couple chairs.
Wait, as she turns around, can you keep your kids quiet, please?
Yeah, like,
God damn it.
Interestingly enough, Sharon Stone. We were at the, I think it's called the Elizabeth Glasser Pediatric AIDS Foundation fundraiser, and I ran into her, and I was speechless.
Yeah.
There have been a couple people over time, but, I mean, I don't often get that way. Jack Nicholson, Al Pacino, if I ever met them in public, yes, I would be. I love them.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of Al Pacino and the Apple store, the one at the Grove, he was standing right in front of me. And I'm sitting, he's a very short man, and I'm standing there going, it's Al Pacino. I'm a huge fan. Like, don't say anything.
I would have been biting his neck.
Wait.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I would have been like licking his leg or something completely inappropriate. I would have been like,
I could just, like this, just take all your clothes. Don't even say a word, just take all your clothes off. I'm yours.
Lay it down on the ground.
Let's go, right here.
He's like buying an iPod. He's buying something, right?
I would have bought it for him.
And he goes through and they say, oh, and the price is this. And he reaches in the wallet and he pulls out his card. And all I could say was, please go, hoo-ah. Please do it. And it was really cool. And I didn't say anything. I was like, I'm not going to fuck this up. But what I did want to ask is, out in public, because you do represent a company. And Wicked is a very couple friendly, non I want to say conservative, but
vanilla,
it's family friendly. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not, this isn't an extreme company. This is not Gonzo. So when you go out on Twitter and when you go out and do things, you represent that company. So if you go off and say, I hate
Julie
this, you know, and you're going through, you have to watch that.
I do. But I think I would probably do that anyway. Mm-hmm. And I just want to add a disclaimer to the people that are maybe listening to this and aren't familiar with my product. Wicked is branded as a more couples friendly company, but that doesn't mean we don't do hardcore sex. Like I do blow bangs, anal, DPs, group sex. Like I'm into the more extreme, rougher, dirtier sex. I just happen to have that kind of sex 100% with a condom and for Wicked Pictures. So I just don't want anybody listening
I apologize.
Softcore.
No, you don't want people to think it's all of a sudden it's Cinemax.
Yeah, because I'm definitely, Skinemax. Yeah. I'm definitely not vanilla. And I did shoot Gonzo before I was under contract with Wicked, but then again, it was a different time.
Right.
You know, but yeah, as far as...
I was meaning Gonzo, more along the
Gonzo
line
then...
Couples friendly.
Yeah, I was going more along the lines of, you know, it's not red light district right. or something, you know, the old school Gonzo
no.
porn.
But Gonzo then and Gonzo now are two different things.
Yes, yes, they are.
You know, and it's...
They are.
Things have changed a lot. Just they in the last 10... Since I started Julie Land 10 years ago,
sure
things
have
changed a lot just in the last 10 years. We don't even have to go back far.
Oh, I watch porn.
Yeah. I don't. And I just... I see of my girls doing stuff, I just go, oh. And like when Bobby Starr was directing and for Evil Angel and I'd go help her on her sets, I'm sitting there on the sets just going, are you kidding me? What the hell's going on here? They're squirting shit out of their... colored milk out of their buttholes. I'm like, how is this porn? And what is this? Like, it's like weird.
Now, are there certain
to each his own?
Yeah. No. I think it's fun. Listen, Evil Angel stuff I find entertaining. So, is there a list of things that you can't do? Meaning, a lot of the girls, and we joke around about this right. all the time, is I smoke my weed, I got my blunts, I have that kind of stuff. Is that, and tweet about it. Here's pictures of me smoking weed. Are you not allowed to do that kind of thing? Is there certain code?
I don't think it's that we're not allowed to. It's nowhere in my contract. I'll tell you a funny story I've never talked about before. I was going through insomnia like a year ago, and I went and got a medical marijuana card. So I actually went and bought weed and tried to smoke it. It just doesn't seem like something I would tweet about, though. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as airing my dirty laundry, I don't know if that does anybody any favors. Right. I've only called out one person on Twitter. It was a really long time ago, and it was a mistake, and I wouldn't do it again. Instead, I try to use my powers for good. Like, do a little signal boosting for people if they need help.
Yeah, but it's like you're saying exactly what I say to all my girls, which is I always tell people, like, don't ruin the illusion. I want to look at a girl and say, oh my God, you're this amazing, beautiful sexual being that I want to have sex with and da-da-da-da. And don't be tweeting about how you're angry or this or you're crabby about that or you've got some miserable...
Or you broke up with your boyfriend, but now you're back together, but then you hate him and then he fucks somebody so he's dead to you, but now you're back together.
Yeah,
and
I don't want to hear that. You just ruin the brand. And
there's nothing worse than meeting someone... And like, oh gosh, I got the biggest crush on this girl. I'm going to follow her on Twitter and like, you know, say hi to her and maybe I'll run into her. And then I read her Twitter feed and I'm appalled and I hit mute because I don't want her to know that I unfollowed her. Yeah. But I'm just like, wow. Really?
I know, exactly.
And celebrities, though, are the same too.
No, totally.
Mainstream celebrities, exactly the same.
Well, actors are idiots, first of all.
Because you have a very good etiquette around these things. Do you have any advice? You've been around for a while. You've seen the mistakes. You know, you've seen the evolution of social media.
She's made them.
So do you have any advice for, say, the girl who is in, I mean, not the new girl, but the first year, do you have any advice of how to present yourself, how to do that in a professional way?
Well, as far as social media goes, I think it's really important to acknowledge that once you put something out there, it's public domain and it is out there. Like I won't even name the girl, but she seemed to have a big drug problem. And there were pictures of it. Like, what are you thinking? If you're talking about things that you're doing that you probably shouldn't be doing, Your Honor, Exhibit A. Here's the Twitter feed. Here's the screen cap from this. You know, just know that what you're putting out there is a representation of yourself and whatever else you stand for, and know that you can't take it back down, even though you might hit that delete button, it's still there.
Yeah, well, the rule I have to everybody is I always tell everybody, think before you tweet. It's just like, think before you speak, think before you tweet. I wrote
it's like, don't drink and drive.
Yeah, well, I wrote a blog post a couple years ago called Twitter Please, and it's about the whole concept of thinking before you tweet, and it's about Because I tell my girls, when anybody joins the Julie Land family, I tell all the girls, I give them all these little rules. And it's like, you know, I want you to keep the illusion up. I want you to be, you're a brand. You're not a person. And let's make the brand a solid, smart, quality brand. I mean, even with you and I talk about it all the time. Like, and let's be smart. Let's be, if we're going to tweet, let's be smart about it. If we're going to have a good time, let's be smart about it. And a lot of girls make that mistake, is they just think that they're not thinking. Yeah. And they're just saying shit because they just feel like, oh my God, somebody pays attention to me.
Right. Don't do that.
Now, the illusion is out there. I know Alex and I have slowly evolved more and more. I mean, we've been together for 2 years, and there's that, the idea of, this is the porn star. She doesn't have a boyfriend. She doesn't have a husband. She doesn't have that. But ours has been become a little bit more of a couple, you know, and we come off as mildly cutesy, I guess. But we try and keep it fun. We're never, ever going to have an argument. She'll say, oh, I haven't seen this movie, or, you know, I'll quote things that are funny that she says. But there will never be a fight between us on, or subtweeting anything like that on social media. And I see that so often, and especially girls, wifeies, where you go through and you're best friends and everything's together, and then all of a sudden, six months later, it's like,
The whole wifey thing annoys the fuck out of me to begin with. We did an episode on Porn Star Life Coach with Phoenix Marie hosting it, with a round table of a bunch of girls talking about wifeys, and every time I just kept on saying, like, it's stupid, it's dumb, it's crazy, stop it.
So who's your wifey, Jessica?
Yeah.
Asa. It's Asa.
No.
If I had one.
If you had
yes.
one.
Yes. Do you know why I love Asa? I love Asa because of her Twitter feed. I love Asa because she's unapologetically Asa. I love her because she's smart, but especially because she really, when she has sex with you, you are the only person that exists. It doesn't matter if there's 12 other people in that scene. When she's on you, that's all there is. We won an award for best girl-girl couple at the Sex Awards, maybe a year or so ago. And part of her acceptance speech was about how when she met me, she didn't think I would fuck the way that I fucked because of the way that I looked and the fact that I was a contract girl. But the first time we ever worked together was for a movie called Sexpionage, which was directed by, oh, it was so funny, directed by Scott Allen. And we had just never worked together. And Scott, the director, said, action. And the next thing I know, like 20 or 30 minutes had elapsed, and we were somewhere else off the set, like banging into lighting equipment and the crew guy's feet. Whoa. And they let us do it. They just chased us over there.
Just keep shooting.
If I had a wifey, it would be Asa. I've had favorites, you know, over the years. It's tough, you know, girls come and go, but
they do, don't they?
No, I've known Asa pretty much since she got in, and I actually did a scene with her, a POV BJ scene with her, she did for my movie. Wow, the shocked look on your face. By the way,
you know, then you understand. Yeah.
No, because what it was is, now I've known Asa and we're friends, and so, but it, I was still nervous because she had won Female Performer of the Year. This was before she went under contract. I'm sitting there going, okay, don't fuck this one up. You know, it's like one of those things of going,
well, you're,
hey, it's Asa. Yeah, it's intimidating. Exactly. So we're doing the scene, and sorry, Asa, you know I love you. I don't want to say it was the best BJ I've ever gotten. It wasn't. She did a good BJ. But it was the performance that in front of the camera, it was like there was no, okay, let's cut. Let me explain what you're doing wrong. Or, oh, hey, we need to do this. Or, hey, you're going too fast. You got to slow down. I'm only, you know, I'm not Superman here. You know, this scene has to be more than 3 minutes. She knew exactly what to do. And in front of the camera, it was so much fun. And
you know,
so
it's acting, I loved right? It. You know, she's acting.
Exactly. That's why I said it's a performance.
But if she is acting, you forget she's acting. And I think that has so much to do with it. Because when I was banging her, I was really banging her.
I only shot her one time.
Oh.
And she was fun.
Like, you, oh, God.
You missed out. If you get a chance, because you can be the fourth person to listen to that episode. But there's one episode I did with Asa where I was concerned that Wicked was going to give me a call and say, hey.
Maybe we shouldn't say that on this podcast.
No, she had so much fun, and she was Asa.
Yeah.
Where it was one of those things. And, you know, I mean, she tweets. She does all this stuff. And it was right after her book, and it was so much. But, yeah.
I read the book. Have you read the book?
I haven't. It's sitting on the night table.
I'm waiting for the movie.
Sacrilege. Read the book.
I forget. She does the audio. She did the audio book, right?
Or listen to the audio.
I'm waiting for the HBO series.
It could happen. She's actually working on another book right now. I hope that's not a secret that I've just told everyone.
the book she's working on now is a coloring book. She's doing drawings.
Okay, honestly, that could sell. Asa, if you're listening, do a coloring book.
Connect the dots of sperm.
Yeah. Something. A coloring book. Wouldn't that be great? A porn coloring book?
But I think she's awesome and awesomely talented.
So who's the best Wicked Pictures contract girl?
Didn't I just answer?
In the history. Let's make stuff. No, in the history of Wicked contract girls.
It's really too hard. We've had about 20.
I know some of them.
In the history of the company.
And I will tell them where you live and they will come kill you. So which one?
You'll tell them which one my Starbucks
which
is.
Which one did you hate the most?
I'm trying to think who was there when I first got signed. Stormy's been there a year longer than I have.
Was Kalani there?
Yes. Yeah. I bet she was amazing. Kalani, Julia, Sydney Steele, Devin Lane.
Sydney Steele. I miss her. Whatever.
Okay. She had the same type of sex that Asa has. When you had sex with Sydney, she attached herself to you. It was so intense.
We interviewed her the first year of Julie Land podcast shows. We interviewed her and
I loved her.
Her husband, I think. Actually, she ended up hosting a couple shows for me as well.
That's cool.
Such a great girl.
I mean, I don't know that I've ever hated a Wicked girl. I don't know that it's ever.
That's not a good answer. That's not what Elektra said.
Wow. Good answer. So
I'm just saying that because I know if Elektra does listen to this, Elektra will come kill me, not you.
But wait, Elektra hates me?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was going to say.
She didn't see that bus coming down the road.
She told me.
I loved Elektra when she, oh my God, she was so much fun. She was like my partner in crime for such a long time.
Did you guys make trouble?
Maybe.
Yeah. She,
not no, horrible,
the
though.
Last, I tell you, the last time I saw her was a few weeks ago. She just starts texting me, let's shoot. And I go, yeah, okay. She goes, let's play. I want to get naked. And I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. And she goes, tonight. I'm like, I'm busy. I'm working. She's like, tonight, I'm coming over. We're going to get, no, I'm sorry, I'm busy. And she goes, no, tonight's tonight. And so next thing I know, it's 7 o'clock. She's knocking my door and takes her clothes off and says, let's shoot. I say, okay, all right.
Oh my God.
I can't say no.
And I haven't talked to her in forever. Those girls. But yeah. I always got along with her.
I love Elektra. Yeah. She's a good friend.
Wicked girls get wild. Now, overall, industry-wise, there's a lot less contract stars, a lot less contract girls.
Yeah. We're starting to see that's a comeback. Because first we were hearing people were like, no, we're not going to have them. No, we're not. And then all of a sudden, people started signing girls again.
Exactly. Now, would you recommend, obviously you've had a good run, but would you recommend somebody go the contract route?
It really depends on what's offered. You know, I came in at a different time. And it was so interesting to me even back then because I was being courted by three companies at the same time. They were all offering me good exclusive deals, but they were all very different deals, very different. Yeah. And I laid out the things that were important to me. I came very close to signing with another company, dangerously close. And then, I was fortunate enough to meet with the owner of Wicked and talk to him and really sit down and say, this is what's important to me long term. And that's what I got.
And looking back, it was the right decision.
100% the right decision. Yeah. 100% the right decision. If I would have remained independent, I would have been shot out. I would have been done, burnout, whatever.
It's great. It's great that you, to me anyways, it's great that you've had a career.
Of course.
And very few girls these days have careers.
But back then, I think a lot of girls got into the industry thinking that they were going to have a career. And they were thinking they wanted to have toy lines and a website and a fan base and a platform. And now that's what's not happening.
Right.
Because what's happening now is that people are just getting in for a lot of money really fast, thinking it's never going to come back to haunt them. And then they're gone.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're just not smart.
We probably all have stories we could tell.
So many. Well, Jessica, I so appreciate you coming down and talking about the fine people at Wicked Pictures. Besides, wickedpictures.com, nice little plug there. Where can you all your fans find you?
Okay, so you can see all of my movies on wicked.com. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm the Jessica Drake. My Instagram is Jessica Drake. My line of instructionals, Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex, can be found at guide2wickedsex.com. That's also on Twitter at guide2wickedsex on Twitter. You can get a hold of me on Twitter pretty easily. I usually tweet back, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot of feedback from people on my Twitter that are going to listen to this because they're hungering for a podcast that I'm doing. So Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me.
No, thank you. Thank you. I have to say that was probably the best like end of show plugging that we've had. I know. That was very well done.
I can shamelessly plug myself all day long and night.
Richard, do you have anything?
No, never.
Smart move. Well, my name is Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.